The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is Fred Ronstadt, and you're listening to the Fred and Jeff Show on a rainy, monsoon, ready to be soaked city. Hello, Jeff. Along with me today is my brother Jeff.
Hola, Fred. I cannot believe the weather. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I was actually standing outside a little bit ago just to get a breath. The smell of summer.
Smell is awesome.
It is.
Now, it's great.
There are some safety advisories going on right now, so you need to be safe while you're out there. But do enjoy this wonderful monsoon.
Yeah, it's we got crushed yesterday. We were hoping we got enough rain yesterday that we could have some fireworks, but a little bit too little, a little bit too late. So we settled for watching A Mountain. The show was great.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't burn.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
Because it's the annual controlled burn of A Mountain. That's
you know, Fred, once again, I said it last year, I'll say it this year. I'm a bigger fan of the Tucson Fire Department than you are.
It has nothing to do with the fire department. It has nothing to do with our very skilled firefighters. It has to do with the fact that every year we need to have some, you know, there's a lot of stuff that gets built up on the mountain.
What kind of stuff?
You know, I don't know. Brush,
hamburger wrappers, or what are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot of people up there. You know, the glass bottles don't burn, but everything else does.
That's true. No, we're just kidding.
No, I always enjoy seeing our firefighters at work as they're putting out the blaze on A Mountain. And unfortunately, from my perspective, it was too wet. Nothing lit on fire.
Right.
But well, it was a great show regardless.
Right, it is. So now if you're out there in Tucson listening to our show, thanks a lot. We want to say thanks to our sponsors for making the Fred and Jeff Show possible. And those sponsors start with Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, H&S Estate Gardening. Holy cow, H&S Estate Gardening. Ben and Charlie over there have got to be the busiest guys in town with...
Oh, man, with all the trees going down.
Oh,
and
the
everything.
Limbs breaking yeah. down. I'm sure they've got a lot of work. Give those guys a call if you've got a mess out there thanks to the monsoons. Mayfield Florist, the Coleman Brothers, our buddies over at the Monkey Burger.
Yeah, and we have a little announcement about Monkey Burger later on.
Yeah, Monkey Burger, Power Women Investing, the Tinderbox we have for Big Mike later.
And the lovely ladies of Tucson Roller Derby, a couple of them are here tonight, Chase Banks and Barbicide.
Hello.
And don't forget your friends at Ronstadt Insurance, Fred.
Oh, well, we can talk about them later. Well, see, the Tucson Roller Derby logo is right there.
Yeah, but look. We're looking at the fredandjeff.com website. So.
Yeah, because we can't remember who, we can't remember anything, actually.
Well, we also want to give it a plug because, folks, if you've missed any of our shows, you can go to iTunes and download the podcast, or you can go to fredandjeff.com and listen to all of our past shows. A lot of fun there.
Yeah, and all the information from our guests, you know, with the Bobcat program.
The Urban Bobcat. I was talking to my buddy John Fina the other day, and he said he saw a Bobcat he took pictures of, and I said, John, you got to send those pictures in. To the Urban Bobcat program. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah, so, mom, dad had a bobcat in their backyard yesterday.
We've had a bobcat, so.
So, yeah, they need those pictures. They're documenting all the bobcat sightings in the area.
Right. And you can listen to that great show as well as all the other ones on fredjeff.com. And, folks, don't forget, because of the weather, make sure your dogs and turtles are inside like ours are.
And the turtles.
And the turtles, yeah. That's just a shout-out to my wife who just texted me, are the dogs and turtles inside? And the answer is yes.
Very nice.
So, anyhow.
Again, we do have the lovely ladies of Tucson Roller Derby. Chase Banks and Barbicide are here. And there's a special bout this weekend, ladies. Let's hear a little bit about it.
Actually, this weekend is our annual Stars versus Stripes bout. We do it every year in July. And this one is going to be really special because we're doing it someplace else. First of all, we're doing it out at the Bookman's Event Center out at 5120 South Julian Drive. Which is roughly Palo Verde and I-10.
By the Holiday Inn?
Palo Verde.
Isn't the
it's on the south side of I-10.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's the old VF outlet.
VF factory outlet. Okay,
yep,
great.
Yep, it's out there. So you can get your tickets in advance at Bookman's, obviously, because it's at the Bookman's Event Center. that works out well, doesn't it? They're $8 in advance, $10 at the door if you are... in the military or have been in the military with proof of military service, you can get a ticket for $5. We also have our charity for this month, which is
the Old Pueblo Children's Services.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The Old Pueblo Children's Services, it is a home for children in need in our community. And so we're accepting new and gently used donations of anything that kids from the ages of 3 to 17.
Clothes, toys.
Shoes.
School right.
Toiletries,
supplies.
Toiletries.
Anything?
Anything.
Wow, that's great. Because I know there's a big sale at Target on back-to-school supplies. We
right.
just stocked up, so that'd be something
It'd be
great
perfect.
You guys
It'd
like.
Be perfect, yes.
Okay, great.
They can really use it.
I bet you. Okay.
Now, tell us about the event center. This is going to be the first time you have had about there?
Yes, it is. The Bookman's Event Center. This is the first time that we're going to be out there. I've been out there and seen it already. And
there
it's
is air conditioning.
Yeah, it is air conditioned, which is really nice. And it'll be really nice. We're going to have food, our own food vendors, and beverage.
What kind of food?
There was talks that we were trying to get a snoring hot dog.
Nice. So we'll be there.
Well, Jeff will come out and he'll make, little cheese crisps?
No, that's Paul.
No, you can do it too.
Our Uncle Paul likes to make cheese crisps. Oh. He's
tell Uncle Paul to come out and make us some cheese crisps.
Well, give him a call. We'll give him a call. Let him know. He needs to come out. So, and you have adult beverages?
We will have adult beverages.
Adult beverages. Yes.
Very nice. Okay.
And very, very inexpensive, I would say.
Yes.
Oh, because you guys own the bar.
Yeah, because.
Well,
because
we have a license, you know. We have a license to.
To serve. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
Now, who will be featured in the teams? Because it's not the typical, it's not the Vice Squad or Truck Stop Weights.
It's the whole league, and it's just split up between Stars and Stripes, and then we just split up the girls.
So this isn't like a Shirts and Skins kind of thing?
That would be awesome, but no, it's not. Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, Jeff was looking forward to that.
My point was going to
but
be.
But it kind of might get that way. You never know. Never know with us.
This is a family show. Speaking of that, who's this little guy sitting behind you?
This is my son, PJ.
How you doing, PJ?
Pretty good.
Good. All right. So you guys are all going to beat up on each other.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I get to beat up on Sunny Side Up, which is my nemesis. And I love that. Because we all know how much we love to beat up on each other, Sunny Side Up.
Actually, I recall a couple months ago at a practice that someone took, was that Sunny Side Up that took you out and gave you the old raspberry?
Yeah, the raspberry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there any pictures of that we can put on the website?
Yeah, you can put
a picture of your raspberry on our website.
That is, and it's quite a raspberry.
We'll get a lot of hits for that, no pun intended. All right, so the big event is this weekend. Give us the rundown one more time.
It's the Bookman's Event Center at 5120 South Julian Drive. The doors open at 6 and the game begins at 7.
Great, and tickets are available
at Bookman's, Surly Winch Pub, Pop Cycle, and Red Garter.
Great.
And actually, caller number 3, right now, if you call us at 529-3508, you'll get a pair of tickets to the Stars and Stripes bout this Saturday at the Bookman's Event Center.
All the money going to a great cause.
Absolutely.
And also bring your charity donations for our kids. That'd be awesome.
Yep. School like supplies, really shoes, anything from kids are from
3 to 17.
3 to 17.
And that, we really appreciate that about Tucson Roller Derby. And that's why, one of the reasons that Jeff and I love supporting you guys is because every single month, every single bout, you're supporting somebody out in the community.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And, obviously you guys, need to make a buck too.
When you're having fun, but you're doing it for a good cause.
It feels good to help people.
Yeah.
It does.
That's great.
Especially the little kids. So super cute when they're like, can we get a picture of you?
How about the little kids in the room here?
I had never had my picture taken. Last time I was at about, or actually a couple times, I was standing talking with you.
Spit it out, Fred.
And we couldn't talk very long because someone was pulling her all, trying to get pictures, autographs, big movie deals, all sorts
right.
of stuff.
Right.
That's how she is.
That's how I roll. No, just kidding. It's very flattering. It's super sweet. And especially the little girls that are just,
enamored with you.
Enamored. And it's just like, it's like, oh, it's so beautiful.
Well, you're totally breaking the mold of what.
I know what I am. I'm really hard and,
Well, that's okay. But, it's good.
But I'm not really. I mean, the little girls, I'm like, oh, baby girl.
I know, but, the girls are really great role models for young girls. I mean, you have the brats who obviously are tracking into Tucson Roller Derby. But you are strong women and passionate about this really great sport, and that's great for small
but
kids.
But you're also
that.
Moms and wives and sisters and daughters.
Right.
And
exactly.
And you give back to the community, so we want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
It's our pleasure.
All right, ladies. Well, good luck this weekend. And website?
TucsonRollerDerby.com.
All right, folks. Sweet. So Tucson Roller Derby girls, good luck. Have a great event, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, now we do have a lot of other stuff to talk about before we go to our first commercial break. We talked about Monkey Burger earlier.
Yeah.
Today, I don't know if you know this yet, today they were identified as one of the top 22 burgers in the country.
Really?
By Metro Mix, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that came out today, so congratulations.
Do we know which burger, or was it all their burgers?
They the press release said that they were a great burger with a hip style. And top 22, and they went up against, you know, people from New York and Chicago and, you know, huge burger places that have been in existence for decades.
That's awesome.
And our buddy Roy Schaefer over at Monkey Burger scored a big coup. So
yeah, congratulations,
top
Monkey
22
Burger.
Burgers in the country.
That's wonderful. Good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And now tonight, I was hoping it would be tonight, but it's not going to be till tomorrow night. If you go up to Tohono O'Chul.
Well, now wait a second. Let's do a little bit of background on this.
Right,
this is an update of a prior show. We had the folks from the Tucson Botanical Garden on the show a couple weeks ago, and one of the plants that we talked about was the night blooming cirrus. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
It's in bloom.
It's going to.
It's going to. They were hoping tonight, but tomorrow night they're guaranteeing blooms at Tohono O'Chul. You can get in for $5. There's a raffle for and actually your own night blooming cirrus, and it's going to be pretty spectacular.
Folks, if you've not seen a night blooming cirrus, it is spectacular.
They're beautiful.
And they're beautiful.
Bloom in one night.
And then that's it.
And that's it. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
They're done.
It's amazing. So if you have the opportunity to get out to Tohono O'Chul Park, please do. You know, we need to find out if the folks at the Tucson Botanical Gardens have any more. When we talked to them last time, we'll try to get them on the phone between the breaks to see if we can get them, see if they've got any out there too. But you're guaranteed.
Well, actually, I did talk to them. They've been blooming already.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, they're done.
Okay,
they're
so done.
There's a bloom. But the Tohono O'Chul, they're watching the buds, and they're saying they were hoping it was tonight, but it's going to be tomorrow night.
Okay.
There's going to be another update. If you go to the Tohono O'Chul website, and we'll have that link on our website tonight. If you go there, you can check and see and guarantee it. But the email went out this afternoon.
Yeah, another cool reason to live in Tucson is this spectacular flower.
But speaking of botanical gardens, we do want to remind people that the orchid program is still going on right now over Tucson Botanical Gardens.
Right.
They want us to remind you of that. And the last thing, and we're going to have these guys on in a couple of weeks, Music on the Mountain.
Right.
You know, with the weather as it has been in Tucson, it's always nice to go visit Mount Lemmon. And if you go up to Summer Haven, every Sunday they're having live music. It's free to enjoy some live acoustic music up on Mount Lemmon and have a great Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and they're called what, LAVA, the Live Acoustic Venue Association?
Yeah, LAVA Music is the ones who are sponsoring it. We'll have them in a couple of weeks. But every weekend through the summer, they're having live music up on the mountain.
Great. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, pay the bills, but we will be back. And so stick around for more with Fred and Jeff. See you in a minute.
Sunny summer day and I'm playing in the sandbox, you know what I'm saying. Cobra Commander's attacking the town. Where's my hero? He's nowhere around. Then I find out G.I. Joe's Mary Barbie.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for house of light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
I'm a roving cowboy, riding all day long. Tumbleweeds around me, hear my lonesome song.
And welcome back. This is The Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hola, everybody.
You know, we are so blessed to have this program. We enjoy talking to all sorts of folks in this community. We were talking about earlier, we've talked to folks at Botanical Gardens, the Vatican.
Father Coyne from the Vatican Observatory.
Folks from Old Tucson, from Desert Museum. You know, musicians, artists from the community.
Anyone in Tucson that has a positive impact on our community is welcome to be on this show.
And, you know, Jeff and I sit around and we go through show ideas, and we have so many ideas.
Well, and we have people that give us ideas, which we're grateful for.
And if you do have ideas, please send it to us.
Let us know.
You can go to fredandjeff.com.
Right.
And, you know, we love getting those ideas, especially, you know, there's some stuff that we just, I mean, even though we've been here our whole lives, we don't think about it or we don't know about it. It's shocking and stunning, but it's true. But this is sort of how we got to today's show. There's a progression. You know, we love animals.
Yeah.
You know, and we want to get the Humane Society on. We know folks who have horse rescues.
That's right.
We know
the Schnauzer rescues.
Schnauzer, you know, all sorts of things. The Hermitage Cat Shelter.
Right.
But, you know, there's a kind of a little unique thing that we have here in this valley, and that is the potbelly pig rescue. And a while ago, it became a big fad to get a little cute potbelly pig.
Right.
And people were buying them left and right.
Small.
Yeah, that's right.
They're cuddly.
That's right. And there is a potbelly pig rescue here in Tucson called Ironwood. Excuse me.
Ironwood Pig Sanctuary.
Ironwood Pig Sanctuary. And Mary Shantz, who's the president and co-founder, is on the line with us. And we're going to talk pigs today. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Okay.
Do you like that lead-in, Mary?
Yeah, that was great.
That was good. So, Mary, this is Jeff. How you doing today?
I'm okay. It's hot out here, but not as bad as it's been.
Oh, yeah. And you got a little rain coming your way, too, don't you?
Well, we're sort of in a rain shadow, actually. We don't get much, but we hope. Keep our fingers crossed.
Mary, where are you?
We are about an hour out of Tucson, off the Marana 236 exit. And we're about 13 miles from that exit.
Okay.
To the northeast.
Okay. And so, and you're not from Tucson. You're from California, right?
Yeah, but we've been here 20 years.
And so. What brought you to Tucson?
My husband had a job with Honeywell.
Great.
It was a contract job, and we thought we'd go back to California in a year, and 20 years later, here we are.
You know, that's a very, very common story here in Tucson. a lot of, you know, you'll hear a couple stories. You hear one story. Well, you know, I was in the East Coast. I graduated from college, figured I'd go to, you know, California, and I got as far as Arizona, and my truck broke down, and I've been here for since then. Or, you know, someone who was here for their job and falls in love with the old Pueblo and stays. So you're the latter of that situation. And so you come out here with your husband, and how did the Potbelly Pig rescue Ironwood? How did that, what's the genesis?
Well, I was an animal activist, actually, in Tucson for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And at one point, we saw an article in 1998 in the newspaper about a woman in Picture Rocks area who needed help with her potbelly pig rescue. And we decided to get involved in that as a couple, because my husband was an engineer, and he could help with infrastructure, and I could help with the animals. So we got involved as volunteers in Picture Rocks in 1998, and in 2000, we bought land out here in Pinal County and opened our own sanctuary.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So,
now, you know, obviously, when you're helping this other person, you know, you saw sort of a need, and at that point, what were you looking at? I mean, what kind of need was there back then?
Well, there was a huge need, because she kept getting calls and more calls, and she wasn't able to handle all the pigs that needed homes, and we just felt, and she was having difficulty financially as well, and so that, and also she had 2 acres only, so there were a lot of limitations on what she was able to do. So we decided, after working there a couple of years and falling in love with the pigs, that we would buy some property and open our own sanctuary.
Now, why, of all the animals in the world, would you need to start a potbelly pig sanctuary? And I think Fred kind of touched base on it, but what's the story with these pigs? And I understand you've got almost 600 of them out there.
We do.
Where are they coming from?
They're just coming from all over, because the simple reason is they were introduced in this country in 1985, mm-hmm. and it became a fad, like you said in your introduction, and everybody was buying and breeding pigs because they thought there was a fortune to be made for a short period of time. Some of these breeding pairs went for thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And but the fad wore off very quickly when people start to realize that potbelly pigs are not cuddly dogs or cats. They have a very independent mind. They're very strong and pushy. And they're not the pet people thought they were going to be. So we get them from all over Arizona, primarily Phoenix and Tucson, but more Phoenix than anywhere else.
Now, are folks still making gifts of potbelly pigs to their kids? Is that
why?
They
are.
Wow.
And I discourage it completely, because, you know, I say, if you want a potbelly pig yourself, that's a good, and that's something you have researched and you really would like to have a potbelly pig, good. But don't get a potbelly pig for your child, because, number one, they're not the best pets for small children. And large or older children, you know, they grow up and they move out. And this pig is going to live anywhere from 12 to 18 or 19 years. And who's going to take care of it once they're gone? So you need to want to have this pig as well.
Okay, and describe for us, how big do potbelly pigs get? I mean, when you get them and they're little babies, they're what, 3 or 4 pounds or something? And then how big can they grow?
The average potbelly pig is going to range from 125 to 160 to 180 pounds.
Wow.
And you may have heard a lot about teacup pigs. That is really a fraud. And they basically don't exist, and all the pictures that you've seen in the magazines or on the Today Show and all the rest of it, you know, they're showing pigs that are anywhere from a few hours to a couple weeks old, and all pigs are small, just like any other baby.
Sure.
Even hogs are small when
sure.
they're born. So, you know, people say they'll get no more than 30 pounds. That really, if that is the case, and it may be the case on an occasional rare example, that animal is probably malnourished or has been inbred so badly that it's probably going to have health problems. Mm. That is not the weight of a normal pot-bellied pig. It's 125 to 160 or 180 pounds.
That's the size of, well, like a German Shepherd.
It is.
I think a German Shepherd doesn't weigh 180 pounds. I mean, German Shepherd maybe 80 or 90 pounds. That is a big animal. How tall are they? How tall are they off the ground?
They're not too tall. They're generally 2 feet, maybe some are 2.5 feet. They're not too, but they're very dense.
Okay.
They're very dense and so, they're very strong.
So in Tucson, just about everybody that's lived here for a little bit of time has seen a javelina. Can you make that correlation between a potbelly pig and maybe an adult javelina and an adult potbelly pig? Are they roughly the same dimensions?
Javelina are much thinner. They're obviously more like a feral pig. We have some feral pigs here that are longer legged and thinner. Potbelly pigs are usually shorter legged and obviously wider. And, you know, they're not, javelinas are much more streamlined, if you will.
Right.
You
know? No, that totally makes sense. And how much will potbelly pigs as an adult eat a day?
They don't eat very much. They're very efficient animals. 2 cups. Grain maximum.
Really?
Yeah, and you may give them a little hay or some fruits and vegetables. That is one of the major problems with people with potbelly pigs. So many that we get in that are pets are obese. They're so overweight, they can barely walk, and a lot of them are fat blind from rolls of fat around their eyes.
Wow.
They're not big eaters. They do not need a lot of food to eat.
So not only are these folks getting themselves involved with an animal that they don't really understand the time commitment and the upkeep commitment, they're overfeeding them.
They're way overfeeding them, most of them. Yep. And arthritis is the biggest killer of potbelly pigs. Virtually 100% of potbelly pigs will develop arthritis sometime during their lifetime. And if they're way overweight, you understand that that is an additional stress on their joints. That makes their life that much more miserable.
Right. Right. Just like anybody that's overweight. Okay, Mary, we've got to take a quick break. We're at the bottom of the hour at a hard break. We've got to listen to the news. But we've got more questions for you. We want to learn more about your pig sanctuary after the break. So, folks, stick around. The Fred and Jeff Show will be back in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Leading the news this hour, the not guilty verdict for Casey Anthony surrounding charges she murdered her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Alternate juror Russell Huckler says there was just no proof Casey did it.
The prosecution did not prove their case. The big question that was, you know, was not answered. You know, how did, you know, Kaylee die?
Casey was convicted on lesser charges. She lied to police. She'll be sentenced Thursday for that. Speaking of Thursday, that's when President Obama and congressional leaders from both sides are set to meet at the White House on the debt ceiling issue.
It's my hope that everybody's going to leave their ultimatums at the door, that we'll all leave our political rhetoric at the door, and that we're going to do what's best for our economy and do what's best for our people.
And Tiger Woods says due to injuries to his left leg that haven't fully healed yet, he won't be playing in the 2011 British Open. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-741-0439. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-741-0439. Again, 1-800-741-0439.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
Hola.
And on the line with us is our big cigar hero, Big Mike. How you doing, Big Mike?
Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very, very good. We're loving this monsoon rolling in here.
I know. The temperature dropped. It's nice now.
It's beautiful.
It was nice before. Come on.
Okay, it was nice before.
No, it was hot, hot, but not too bad. It's 81 degrees, and we've got a flash flood warning, but it is absolutely beautiful out there. It smells fabulous. You know, Mike, there's nothing better than the smell of creosote after a monsoon. It just makes Tucson smell like no other place in the world. It's absolutely wonderful.
You know, people out east, when they say 'tis the season, they're talking about something else. 'Tis the season out here is monsoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we actually opened the windows up in the studio, and we're getting the wonderful aroma of a summer monsoon. It's just gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So, Mike, what do you got for us this week, Senor?
Hey, today we got a nice cigar made by Monte Cristo. It's the Monte Cristo Classic.
Yikes, it's a good one.
That's a great little smoke. One of you guys is supposed to say who, and one of you guys is supposed to say ah.
Well, we're both drooling, so it was
hard. Actually, I'm sitting here in studio looking at the Churchill.
Yeah.
You know, during show rehearsal, you guys did the ooh and ah part. So, okay. We got the Monte Cristo Classic.
Ooh.
Ah.
Okay, cool. It's a medium-bodied smoke. It's all Dominican with a Connecticut shade wrapper. It's they rate it as a medium-bodied cigar, but I'm going to call it like a medium light. It's on the lighter side of medium. What's nice about it is it has all Dominican tobacco, but it's not all the exact same plants. You have the complexity of flavors of all the different types of Dominican leaves. Very complex cigar, very interesting smoke. On the milder side, it's been around forever. And as usual, it's buy three, get one free. It's a great cigar to smoke.
Now, Mike, I heard a rumor that last week, the rumor is that you sold out of the Cigar of the Week last week. You did the Rocky Patel Edges, and
the Rocky,
boom, they were all gone almost overnight.
They're gone. They were gone within the week, and I had to reorder some more. We'll have some more coming in at the end of this week, but we blew them out. They're gone.
And the Edge is a great cigar, but this Monte Cristo is just as nice of a cigar. And we just want folks to know that this little Fred and Jeff special, buy three, get one free, has kind of taken off. So if you want to make sure you get some of these fabulous smokes, you've got to get down to the Tinderbox sooner than later.
I know this is not a political show, but shop often, shop early, shop often.
That's vote early, vote often, right?
Exactly.
So, and Mike, before we let you go, one more thing we wanted to ask about.
A couple more things. Go ahead.
But this month, there's a big show for cigar people.
Yeah, there's the annual trade show that's open to cigar shop owners, and it's not open to the public, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay, but one of the things that we're interested in, you know, a lot of folks that come in and go out, and they come in and go out of your store, they're interested how you pick the cigars. You know, there are boutique cigars, there are cigars like the Monte Cristo label that's been around for 100 years. This is your opportunity to go out and find what's new and great in the cigar world, right?
Yeah, the owner, Mark, and I will go out there and we'll investigate and do research and check out different cigars and sample new blends and, you know, new cigars from existing companies and figure out what, you know, what our customers want, what they, you know, what they want to smoke and what we can, you know, move off the shelves. And it's time consuming, but it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, now, we know that there's going to be some surprises at the RTDA this year.
RTDA?
Right. The retail...
Well, that's what they used to call it. They changed the acronym, but it's the same show.
The tobacco retail dealers.
Right.
We know there's going to be some surprises now. Have you been given any sort of tastes up front? You know, give us a little teaser of what fun things we might be able to see in the next few months?
No, years ago they used to give us like a little heads up, but now they really want us... They want the store owners and stuff to go, so when Mark gets there, they really don't, they kind of hold information back because they want to keep attendance high, and I don't blame them. And, you know, every now and then you hear rumors, but anything I ever hear ahead of time, I'm not going to believe it until I see it because I don't want to, you know, speak out of turn. So when I see it, when it's in production, then that's a different story.
Cool.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully something new from Gurkha, maybe something new from Casa Tarano.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But, you know, like I said, I'll hold back until I see it, smoke it, taste it, and see an actual product.
Well, we really appreciate everything you do for our listeners, Mike.
Hey, we appreciate all the listeners, too. Mark and I really enjoy the customers, and, you know, we love when they come in the store, and it's working out really well. This is, what, our 60th show, maybe? 61, 62, something
like
that?
Yeah, you were in the low 60s.
Yeah.
We're not Medicare age yet.
Okay, cool.
But we're on AARP.
3 more weeks to go.
There you go. All right, Mike. So the cigar of the week is the Monte Cristo.
Classic.
Classic. And it's
buy three, get one free.
And where do folks come to get these fabulous cigars?
They can come to 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. Or if they'd like, please give us a call at 747-4807.
All right. So thanks a bunch to our good friends at the Tinderbox. And here you go, Fred.
When we get back, a couple more commercials, we'll be talking to our friend over at Ironwood Pig Sanctuary.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com.
Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. We're doing a hoedown here in the studio.
Oh, Fred. I haven't seen you move like that in years.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see that again anytime soon.
All right, so welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And online with us from the Ironwood Pig Sanctuary is Mary Shantz. Mary, you know, during the break, or before the break, we were talking about, you know, the issues with people buying pigs and the challenges they have. And obviously it's sort of like, you know, the old things back in the day when parents would get their kids, you know, baby chicks, little bunny rabbits for Easter. And then they don't know what to do. They don't have any thought about what's going to happen in the future when these things actually grow up. And so as a result, you have about 600 pigs you're taking care of right now.
That's correct. That's exactly what happens with people too. They go to the county fairs, they go to the feed stores. Used to be pet stores, but I don't think any of the pet stores sell them anymore, really, because there was really no profit in them after the fad sort of burst. But people, they want to get a baby pig. Everybody wants a baby. And
babies grow up.
Babies grow up, plus they don't have any idea what they're getting into. They just see this cute little pig, and they don't realize how difficult it will be to take care of well.
All right, so I've got three things I really want to talk to you about before it always seems like we run out of time before we get to all the things we want to ask. But the first thing, Mary, I want to ask you is about your outreach program. Tell us about how you guys are outreaching to the public with the services that you provide.
Well, we used to do a lot more. We do some neutering for people that want their animals neutered. We've often paid for neutering for free. That helps to stop the breeding. We've done outreach where we go and build pens for people to provide them a secure place for a pig if they want to adopt it. But primarily is we take in unwanted pigs. And that is the biggest thing that we do for the community. And there's so many in need now because of all the foreclosures.
So, you know, that's something we haven't even thought about. So folks are out there having some financial distress. The pets are the first things that go.
That's correct.
And whether it's a dog or a cat or a potbelly pig or a fish or a turtle, you guys are the resource that folks can actually give their pig to.
That's correct.
And
I would say in the last 2 years, probably 80% of them have been foreclosures.
Wow. And so you want to adopt, you said, you know, you want to adopt pigs. You want folks to come out there, and if they know what they're getting into, you're happy to help folks adopt the potbelly pigs that you guys have taken in, right?
And it seems like there's a little bit of a process involved there. How does that work?
Yes, there is a process. First thing we do is ask people to come out and visit the sanctuary. That way they can see what they're really getting into. They can see what a pig needs to be a pig and to be a happy animal. They can see what facilities they need as far as shelter, shade. They can see how much pigs root. So if you have a landscaped yard, an animal pig is probably not for you. We then go and we do what we call a yard check. And we look for shade, shelter, water, secure fencing, security for dogs, and space enough for an animal to live happily.
And how much space are we talking about typically?
Well, I would say like a backyard, a good-sized backyard. A lot of people want to put their pigs in little 10x12s. That is not acceptable.
Okay.
These animals need to move around. And the sad part is people get young pigs, and those young pigs are the ones that need the most space, and that's the ones they have the least space for. Mm. So So they need to have a good-sized backyard for an animal to live comfortably in.
Okay. And then you guys kind of come to a meeting of the mind, and you say, okay, we want a pig, and you've got them, and away you go.
Yes, that is correct. Although we don't adopt many pigs anymore because we don't have babies. We don't breed, and we have very few babies. And so most people want babies. They don't want adult pigs. So we don't get too many pigs of our pigs out anymore. Also, I have adopted a policy that I adopt in twos. Unless it's an older pig that has already been alone most of its life, because pigs are very social animals. They're herd animals. And they really like the company of another pig. Plus, they often become very aggressive if there's only one pig in the family. Because they're herd animals, they want to be the top of the herd. And at first, if they don't have another pig to fuss with and dominate over, they're going to go for the next. Sometimes it's the mother and father, sometimes it's the children.
Okay. So you'll turn a pig down
for
adoption. I mean, someone, you'll turn folks down, and will you ever turn anyone away that wants you to come and get their pig?
We rarely turn people away that want us to come and get their pigs, but okay. Yes, we have to at times because we have, as you see, almost 600 pigs, and if people just say they don't want them or it's not convenient or those kinds of excuses, then we will. But if it's foreclosures or abandonment or abuse or, any of those major reasons, people have died, they've lost their home, moved or whatever, we try to accommodate those pigs.
And you have stories on your website, which is ironwoodpigsanctuary.org, and we'll link that up to the Fred and Jeff show website, which is fredandjeff.com. But you have stories about pigs that were just found out in the desert, just abandoned, wandering around. And, it's just they've got to go somewhere.
Well, and it's just like dogs. I mean, my wife went walking in our neighborhood, three months ago, and there was a little Shih Tzu sitting on the side of the road. No tags, no collar, nothing. Just a beautiful little dog, well-fed, not abused, sitting on the side of the road waiting for someone to come back and pick him up. And that someone was gone. And so she picked him up, and luckily we were able to find the little guy a very happy family to take him. After, we postered him out. Did you lose your dog? We looked at Craigslist. We did all the things that you can think of doing to try to get this puppy home, and those folks just weren't around. So, you guys are kind of doing the same thing. Someone runs across a potbelly pig out there, they can bring him to you.
That's right. And we try to save space for those kinds of circumstances because it's not those people's problem that they found this pig in their backyard.
Well, and they were good enough to bring it to you.
That's right. Exactly.
So now here's the big question. How are you paying for all this? You've got to have a bunch of volunteers, and who's supporting you guys?
We don't have very many volunteers. We're pretty remote. We do have some, and the ones we have, of course, are welcome, and we love them. But we're pretty remote, and our roads are not too good, so we have paid staff primarily.
Okay.
We get donations. We survive totally on private donations. We get a few grants, but it's primarily just all the good people out there in Tucson and all around the nation that donate to us.
Well, here's the big opportunity of the program. I mean, we've been talking about this really great rescue, what you do. Let's talk a little bit about the facilities that you have. And, two cups of grain per pig per day adds up when you get 600 pigs.
That's 1,200 cups of grain. That's a lot.
So let's just talk very briefly about, what the facility is out there, what the needs are, and we'll let people know how they can help out.
Right. And Mary, and just to add to that, am I wrong? You guys have like 80-some acres out there?
Yes, we have 90 acres. But the sanctuary itself is on 26.
Okay.
The rest is privately owned by us. And the facility is huge. We now have storage for about 125 or 130,000 gallons of water. We just installed a 65,000 gallon water tank.
Wow.
We had 53 before that. So we have literally probably miles of piping here and automatic waters and pools and shelters and shade, and it's a large place, and it takes a lot to maintain it.
And give us an idea of how...
The annual budget for the sanctuary.
Yeah, I mean, how can people help you out? I mean, how much does it cost to feed all those pigs every day?
Well, I don't know the breakdown daily, but the budget is about $500,000 or more.
Wow.
It's a lot. I mean, because you're not just talking about feeding, you're talking about water, you're talking about insurance, employees.
Well, and what about the vet? Do you have a vet on staff, or are you out
yes.
there? Okay.
We don't have a vet on staff, but Dr. Barbara Page is our vet, and, you know, the vet bills and all the medicines for arthritis and, you know, infections and surgeries, and it's pretty daunting.
Wow, I can't imagine. Wow. So I'm looking at your website right now. I've got it up, and I'm looking at pig profiles, and I see White Sox, Pepe, and Ziggy.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about these guys.
Well, to be honest, that website is pretty outdated. I don't know which
Ziggy.
Oh, no. But the newsletters are all posted, and they're not outdated.
Okay.
But White Sox and Pepe are with us. We've had several Ziggies. We have one Ziggy right now that one of my staff has taken in, and he's a wonderful docile pig, but he's not the one, I don't think, that's featured there.
It's on the website.
We get many pigs with multiple names, and White Sox has been with us about 8 years, and he actually was adopted and came back to us as a baby, and we got him back a few years later, and so he was a baby that we got as a litter in from somebody, and she could take care of them, and then we adopted him out. And all of our pigs are spayed and neutered. They're not all spayed, but they're all neutered. And we try to spay as many as possible. Pepe came from Florida. He was from a rescue in Florida back in 2002. And these people took care of all these animals, got them spayed and neutered, and sent them across the country to sanctuaries. So we have 14 of those from Florida.
Oh, now are you guys a part of a network of potbelly pig sanctuaries?
Well, we're not, but we're on a network, obviously, and, you know, there are rescues all over. Right now there's a big rescue going on in Florida of 130-some animals. But
Now, wait a second. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. 130-some animals have been found in Florida under adverse conditions, and your folks are out there trying to rescue these guys?
We're not going to rescue them because we have so many in Arizona, too. But in the past, when we first opened and we had more space, we were able to open our doors to those kinds of rescues. But we're pretty much beyond that now because there's just so many. We have approximately 20 to 30 pigs on our list just locally right now that we need to take in, and another 20 from a rescue in Apache Junction. So we have our hands full just with Arizona.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it.
Now, if people visit your website, there's tons of pictures of the facility, of the pigs, really some success stories. But there's also a link on how people can help. And there's all sorts of ways they can do it. There's you can go through PayPal, just give a one-time donation. But I think what's really cool is you can actually adopt pigs, your own pig, and pay for, and then you get a monthly information on them.
Yes, our sponsor program is one of our major fundraising efforts. Our sponsor program and our newsletter the newsletters are all posted on the website. You can go there and view all the newsletters right from the very beginning. And the sponsor program is our second largest source of income. And people pay money each month to sponsor the pig. And one of my staff, Donna Thomason, is a wonderful person that takes all the pictures and writes all the letters and updates people on what's going on at the sanctuary and what's happening with their individual pig.
That's great. That is fabulous.
And she's very, very good at it, and people really enjoy getting the updated information on their pig and who their friends are and what they do, et cetera.
That's great. Well, Mary, we really appreciate you spending some time with us on the show to talk to the folks, you know, our listeners about what's going on with this really kind of unsung, you guys are unsung heroes in Tucson, because, who would have thought that someone would get themselves in this kind of situation, and then what do? And they can turn to you. Hopefully they're not doing it as often as they used to, but it sounds to me like with 600 pigs that you guys are taking care of, they still are.
Yes, unfortunately. And I guess I would just say, just please don't breed and don't buy. But I'd like to just say one quick thing while I'm on the air.
Sure.
A couple of weeks ago, there was an article in the Arizona Daily Star that said that there were quite a number of nonprofit organizations that had lost their nonprofit.
Right. Arizona went through with a fine-tooth comb and kind of kicked folks out that hadn't been doing what they were supposed to do. Right.
But they mentioned a popular pig rescue, and we have gotten numerous calls and concerned people. That is not us. The Potbelly Pig Rescue that lost its nonprofit status was Pigs a Lot, and that's been many years. We bought their facility back in 2003, and that was where we originally started volunteering.
Okay, so Pigs a Lot, they were originally the Potbelly Pig Rescue here in Tucson, and you guys took over that operation.
We did in 2003, and our nonprofit status is in good health and is not threatened in any way.
Okay, so you're still a 501c3, no issues there.
No issues.
All right. Well, Mary, again,
I appreciate the opportunity to say that because it's disturbed a number of our donors.
Sure.
That's actually a very important point to make. I mean, people want to have some sort of assurance that when they find a cause that's near and dear to their heart or something that they want to support, that it's reputable, that it's actually
righteous,
legitimate, and that's a great point to make.
So, folks, ironwoodpigsanctuary.org. If you have a couple extra bucks laying around and you'd like to support this worthy group, please go there
and donate.
Or adopt a pig. Please go there. And Mary, again, thank you so much for what you do. You're one of the unsung heroes of Tucson and Pima County. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on.
Absolutely. Take care.
Okay.
All right, folks. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. And we talk about all the great things that happen here in Tucson. The people, places, things, the history, the events. Our website is fredandjeff.com. We've got a Facebook page, Constant Contact. Sign up for our email.
Absolutely. Well, I was just going to say sign up for email. And if you want to contact us, all you need to do is send us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com. And we generally reply.
You always reply, Fred. Don't be like that. So, folks, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week. Enjoy this monsoon. It's fabulous. De aquellos tiempos me toca a mí hoy emprender la retirada. Debo alejarme de mi buena muchachada.
KJLL, South Tucson.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
While we're happy for Casey, there are no winners in this case.
Attorney Jose Baez, who successfully defended Casey Anthony against a charge that she murdered her daughter Kaylee. CBS News correspondent.